I think the problem with investment is not who makes the investment, but what is being surrendered in exchange of investment. Like every investment deal is about two things. It's economics and control. And many inexperienced business people, they care about economics of investment, is how much profit you share, but they don't care that much about control. And investors like control. They like put some control provisions into the investment agreements. They give them the escape hatch if the business goes in the direction they disagree with that allows them to replace executives, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what's dangerous for the integrity of the mission. And when people criticize VC investment, they effectively criticize not the economics of VC investment, they criticize control of the VC investment. And many people believe that control is inseparable from investment. But that's just not true. The world of small early stage business investment has moved on dramatically from this control-centered investment model, simply because there were lots of successful entrepreneurs that have proven their investors that by doing things investors disagree with, they're making those investors more money. So for example, if you look at like Snapchat pitch, like literally like 99% VCs who have seen Snapchat pitch about deleting messages after they were sent, they said, this is the stupidest idea we've ever seen, right? Or Airbnb, or many hugely successful startups had very kind of whoever agrees to invest this idea, they understand that they really would not be able to meaningfully contribute to running this business without disrupting founders' visions. So the world of investment is hugely split between investors who do want control and investors who don't. So when we were raising money in 2023, I was lucky enough to have Jack Dorsey offering this investment and some VC fund and others, but there is literally zero control provisions there. They don't have board seat. They don't have like even remotely close to control and share. Like it's really a small stake. And all they have is information rights, literally. And again, when I say financial rights, I mean information rights. I mean like financial information. We don't have to disclose corporate secrets. We can have a Chinese wall. We don't need to disclose who are kind of partners, contractors, or employees. So they literally cannot participate in running the business in any way. But they offer a huge resource of advice, they offer a huge resource of support, they offer a huge resource for introductions, and you not just get money to build a business, you get free advisors as well, which is fantastic, right? So I think when people say that VC investment universally bad, they're really talking about bad decisions that founders have made when they surrendered control early on to wrong investors who they're not necessarily strategically aligned with. At the same year when we raised money in 2023, we had two more term sheets. We could have raised like three times more money than we raised. And they both wanted control and they said no to them both, even though economically they were very attractive. But investment doesn't really create financial model for the business, right? So investment literally gives you money to do what, right? Why investors? Investors invest in your ability to figure out how to make money eventually, right? Our early theory about how to make money was traditional, we should use premium features. The problem with premium features is that people don't like them. And when they are universally introduced, it gets into like the product gets incentivized, right? The product starts getting optimized in order to sell those premium. How do you sell premium features? You get experience of everybody else worse. That's what's happening with Telegram, right? So unless you're a premium user, you get some progressively worse experience. And that's the only way to drive the revenue up is to make your experience worse. So at this point, I think that the commercial model we're going to build is not going to be based on premium features for the end users. We may offer some badges, we may offer some tokens, but that's not the core of our strategy. The core strategy is, again, we're going back to the principle of open web. How open web got commercialized, right? It created a platform for people to build businesses and communities. And those communities are effectively the pay, and businesses are paying customers of the web. You don't pay to use the web. Right, you don't pay for the browser, you don't pay for access on the website. Some websites try to charge for access, but that's their own decisions, right? But fundamentally, the web is free to access for everybody. But it's not free to host. If you want to host a website, you have to pay some money. what you get in return, you get 100% control of technology you use, you get 100% control of your audience, you get 100% control of your content. You don't surrender IP ownership in any way or shape or form. You have 100% control and ownership. That's a classic, what's called B2B2C model. So we as a business want to see our customers, other businesses or non-commercial communities that use the network to host content, to host communities, to engage those communities, and they will be their customers.
Got it. So
customer is a broad term, right? So it may be a completely informal group of people who discuss cats, and people who discuss cats are customers of community about cats. Customer being a very generic term, right? So community provides them some value by providing the place to discuss cats, right? So my view is very simple. This community should somehow cover the hosting costs in a way that creates profit for hosting operators. How will it cover the costs? Maybe the community is created by somebody who has some spare cash and want to spend it, right? Or maybe the members of community will donate. So run some estimate, unit economics work. So estimate is very simple. So if community has, say, 10,000 members and hosts, say, 10 gigabytes of file, the price for this community on SimpleX network will be something around $5 to $7 a month.